News from the radio, Oklahoma News Network. I'm Bob Sands. The phone calls are pouring in to immigration attorneys and advocates from undocumented immigrants in Oklahoma who are concerned over the new immigration law. Several we have talked with say the Latino community especially is walking on eggshells. Nathan Hedge works with the Immigrant Center at Western Oaks.
That's a very fair description. And even if people have some kind of status, such as DACA or TPS, those people are still very afraid.
Many are passing out advice to callers that be careful when driving and don't break any laws, and be patient because lawsuits to push back on the new law are expected. An Arizona federal court has refused multiple attempts by Avid Telecom to dismiss a lawsuit against the company that was filed by 48 attorneys general, including Oklahoma's AG. Gettner Drummond says the company's responsible for billions of robocalls. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Bob Sands.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about your continuing work with FFA.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is in its 14th year of working with FFA through its Masters of Beef Advocacy Program. This free, self-guided online course provides farmers, ranchers, and all members of the beef community, including our youth, the tools to become beef advocates and answer tough questions about beef and raising cattle. In 2024, we were thrilled to have 67 FFA chapters across Oklahoma participate in the program, with 51 chapters completing eligibility, meaning they had at least 8 students complete the program. We award $6,000 in prizes each year to instructors from the various chapters through a prize drawing, and we are so thankful to Oklahoma FFA and their continued support of the program. This year, we had over 1,000 students complete the program, which means 1,000 new beef advocates in Oklahoma.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more about your beef checkoff by going to oklabeef.org.